I hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
Ha. My mama said, but Mike, don't you want to be comfortable? I said, no, I don't want to be comfortable. I want to be scared out of my head and lost out of my mind. I want to fall in and out of love a few thousand times. I want to spend all of my money on my friends and on. I want to ride around on a horse and give people hugs. And when I come into town, they'll say, oh, there's Mike. There's something wrong with that boy. I swear he just ain't right. Cause I won't waste another day.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Big Picture. I am Michael Sargent. What's up, you filthy animals? It's been a few weeks since I've actually had the time to put a podcast together for you, but this week I found a little time and we're here. So let me tell you what I did here. I changed my opening just a little bit, and it's not permanent, but I do want to say that first and foremost, I refuse to live anybody else's way. This is why this song resonates with me so well. Because, you know, in this day and age, we have a lot of people trying to force other people to live the way that they want to live. And it's a bad look. It's a bad call. And it's really caused a lot of tension in society today. I mean, does anybody agree with me on that? I don't see how you can't, because it's like years ago, you know, I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with this. I don't want anybody to read into this wrong, but you remember years ago, like, and it still happens today. I shouldn't say many years ago, but every once in a while you get a knock on your door on a Saturday morning and it'll be the Mormons or the Jehovah Witnesses. And they come up and they want to talk to you about their religion and all this other stuff. And okay, that's great. But most people are set in their ways and they're not really interested in, you know, listening to, you know, what the Jehovah Witnesses have to say. A lot of people don't want to hear what the Mormons have to say. They have their own beliefs. But the problem is, if you've ever experienced that, I mean, these people are very persistent. And they don't always give up. They don't back off. It's like, no, I'm not interested. It's like the telemarketers right now. If you actually pick up a phone from a telemarketer and, you know, you just talk to them for 30 seconds, you know, you always tell them we're not interested now, and they try to keep you on the line. Well, you know, you get to a point where you're like, piss off. You know, don't call me anymore. I'm on a do not call list. And, you know, in this day and age, we've got all these robocalls and all this crap going on. But, you know, the bottom line is everybody wants to force everybody else to do things their way. And I won't do it. I have my own beliefs. And it's like many people that listen to this podcast or program, there's people out there that think that, you know, I'm oblivious or stupid or know nothing about the world, politics. You know, well, I got to tell you, I've been around for several years now, and I've seen different political trends. It's like a big cycle. And right now, we've got a whole generation of people out there that don't know the difference between good and or what is good and what is bad. Not that they don't know the difference between right and wrong, but there's so much absent information regarding our economy. And what makes a strong economy and what creates jobs and, you know, what is good revenue for tax bases and all this other stuff. And, you know, we've replaced some of that stuff with, you know, welfare states, handouts, you know, suspending the war on drugs. I mean, not to go all political, but you look at Andrew Cuomo and the, you know, this recent talk about this monster deficit that is facing New York State and how he wants to increase everybody's taxes to pay for the deficits. Well, you know what? When you give free college to illegal immigrants, when you put programs in place that don't benefit Americans or New Yorkers, what do you think is going to happen? You know, there wasn't a free college education for me, and I live in this country. There was no handout for me when I was struggling, when I was a young guy and struggling. There was nothing. So that's why I refuse to conform to this liberal modern day thought process, because it doesn't work. Socialism destroys company. It's, you know, countries. It's been proven time and time again. So that's all I want to talk about, and that's why I opened the program with this show. And it's even in photography. There are other photographers that would love you to conform to, you know, their way of doing things, or even suggest that you do things their way. And I don't necessarily believe that. I believe each individual is unique, and it would be so much better if people would stay out of other people's businesses and stop trying to force people into a specific genre of photography, or, as far as that matters, try to dictate what they're going to do in business. You know, there's certain things that you like to do. You don't want anybody else into your your niche. Well, I kind of, you know, looked at it, and out of courtesy, I always stayed out of other photographers in my area's niche. Well, I won't do it anymore. And now, you know, I see that, you know, there's people that are doing different things or creating, you know, composite imagery, which, okay, some of it is really cool. But my question is, and what I would really like to see, is what the image actually shot in camera. It's often the case nowadays. We have better editors than we do photographers out there. So it is what it is. And, you know, that's how things roll. So I want to talk to you about, you know, a photograph I recently shot that was a lot of fun to do. And it just came at a moment's notice. And it's going to be attached to this podcast as like the cover art. And possibly I may even put it on my website. I don't know yet. I haven't, you know, gotten that far. I've been so tied up with other things that some of my plans and, you know, agendas are way behind. So, all right. I'm sure, you know, you've heard the term light pillar. Well, a light pillar is basically like, you know, sometimes the sun goes down, and depending on moistures or crystals in the air, you know, you'll get these reflections that look like light beams that shoot straight up in the air. It's a pretty cool phenomena, and I know there's a scientific term for it. Call me stupid on that. I don't know. But a few weeks ago, well, it was actually a month or so ago, I shot a photograph of, you know, the sun, and there was light pillars around that. And I was going down behind a tree, and beautiful, you know, oranges in the skies and reds in the skies and, you know, blue, purple. You know, it was quite the sight, and I just had to stop and photograph it. Well, you know, I did, but the thing that I don't want to say it was tough. I didn't have any time to edit it, you know, put it through, you know, some post-processing. And it was, you know, just challenging, you know. And like I said, if everybody really realized just how busy I am and you know, how tied up I am, I think people would understand. I mean, it's like, you know, some days you're working 6-7 days a week. And I do this often times. I'm a bit of an insomniac, and I, you know, I randomly might wake up at 12:30 one morning and, you know, sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night, I will get up at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I will stay up and I will go all day some days, you know, go back to bed 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. Largely in part because, you know, that's just how I'm wired. I've not been one to function on a lot of sleep for most of my life because that's what I had to do. So back to the photograph, you know, here I am just, you know, driving home one evening after shooting all day, and I see this, you know, light pillar. Excuse me. See, okay, long day. I'm getting tired. So I shoot this thing, and you know, it was pretty cool. You know, I actually shot it with my mirrorless, and you know, a wide angle lens, and really kind of, you know, if I would have had a tripod with me, I probably would have done a panoramic. That's just how beautiful the sky was, and the light pillars were just outstanding. Well, I didn't do any HDR, you know, compositions or, you know, nothing like that. Not that, you know, I needed to or even felt compelled to. I shot that photograph, you know, with the intent of just being able to capture a very natural, colorful, beautiful scene. And that was accomplished. So when I finally got a chance to edit the image, I plugged it in and started looking at it and just seeing how fine the detail was, you know, in the image. I was pretty impressed, you know, with my mirrorless and the quality that it took. Now, am I going to call it, you know, one of my money makers? Well, after this shot, I may. But I edited it. And, you know, like I said, I'll have it attached to this, but it was pretty cool, you know, just to be able to see that. And I found that this was kind of inspirational. You know, it was just an inspirational scene, and it made me, you know, realize again why I like to do landscape photography on occasion, because it's, you know, there's something very just peaceful, beautiful about watching a sunset or watching a sunrise, you know, especially over a lake or, you know, a pond or behind a tree. I mean, there's just so many things that I could discuss, you know, regarding this. But, you know, it's just people sometimes need to, you know, get up and go look at this, go view it. I mean, because it's just, you can't replace that. You know, there's things on TV that, you know, you could sit and watch in the late afternoon and, you know, okay, yeah, that's entertainment. But, you know, there's a moment when you really catch a beautiful sunset. Sitting on a lakeshore, things are nice and calm. And you watch that sunset go down. You know, watch God paint the sky. You know, I know that's kind of a cliche type saying, but that's, you know, somebody described it to me once before as that's God's canvas. And he paints, you know, a prediction for the following day. You know, now I know it's not necessarily true, especially with the weather we have around here. But it's amazing to watch that sunset go down and you see all those beautiful colors and you're able to snap that photograph. To me, that's wonderful. That's great. That's a good time. So anyway, you can take a look at the photograph. It'll be attached as cover art on this podcast. You know, I have to apologize for being so busy that I haven't been able to keep up with this, but I hope you're listening to this and thinking, well, you know, geez, this guy sounds tired. He sounds beat. Well, I am. So I'm just trying to give you what I can with the time that I have available. So I got to tell you, I took a look at a couple of different, you know, very high-end medium format cameras the other day. And, you know, I had I always pronounce it Maima in my hand. I had a Hasselblad and a Phase 1. And I got to tell you, that Hasselblad was a nice feeling camera. But the price on it, wow, they're up there, people. So, you know, I was kind of amazed, you know, by what I was seeing. Some of these new cameras, they are something else. I just blown away at the leaps and bounds in technology. It's kind of incredible. So, yeah, that was a pretty obnoxious little noise, wasn't it? So, anyway, let me take a little break here. You know, play a little something for you. You know, just try to collect my thoughts and finish out this show this week. You know, like I said, I've been so busy with other things, I haven't even looked at, you know, photography-related news or anything like that. So, you know, give me just a minute, and I will give you my take on some things.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
I don't know how many people have actually ever seen that commercial, but it's basically, you know, it's basically be legendary. And I say that a lot to people. You know, why just go out there and do something for the sake of doing it? Anything worth doing is worth doing legendary. And there's a lot of hard work that goes into some of this. I think it gets forgotten a lot. You try to accomplish goals. You know, you set goals. And then you come up with plans. And I'm a big advocate of writing your plans down. And the reason being is because you have a much better chance of succeeding at your goals if you write them down. You develop plans. You execute the plans. And that's how you achieve the goals. Most people will probably not even understand what the hell I'm even talking about here. But then again, there's a lot of people listening that do. You're either born with it, or you're not. That's about the best that I can really tell people. And I know it sounds like I'm just being a douchebag or saying something, you know, to be a douchebag, but I'm telling you, brother, that it's nothing like that at all. You've got to put it together. You've got to work. And what I don't like is there's so many people that just won't put any effort forward. And it's people like that.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you!
Well, I think that's a little harsh. But if it wasn't for, you know, people that didn't put any effort into things, the people that are motivated to put effort into things wouldn't shine so brightly. Makes me pretty emotional.
Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it, huh?
Yeah, well. All right, look. I'm going to cut it short this week because I got to get back in the swing of things and really come up with some shit to say. You know, just, you know, make the show better. But we're, you know, we're working on what we can. So, hope you enjoy it. I'm out of here. I will see you all next week. And I hope you like the photograph that I attach as cover art to this. It was a good time for me. Peace, you filthy animals. Thanks for listening to The Big Picture. I've got some good things coming up for you guys. Plans. See ya.